This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the Acts of the Apostles, or the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the Apostles. They spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God, and as they spake, I want to tell you, they were not only moved, but others were moved that heard them. Some were moved to salvation, and some were moved to anger. Now I'm going to read verse 16 of this chapter, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them. It is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Something had happened that never happened before. And listen, they saw it, they observed it, and they just had to say this, that we're seeing strange things today. We're seeing something that we've never seen on this fashion before, and it comes through these apostles that were preaching Christ and Him crucified. Well, I read this, but that it spread no farther. It was bad enough to have one, but we don't want another such miracle as this, but that it spread no farther. Then they added this, "Let us straightway threaten them. Maybe we can stop them if we just give them a good trouncing, a good thrashing." And, we went on to read this, "And they called them and commanded them to speak, not to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus." Well, friends, if you don't teach and don't preach in the name of Jesus, then the world has no Savior. Because the Word said that we've mentioned, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. If you miss Him, you'll miss the glory land. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. And Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken, or to listen unto you more than unto God." Now, we are servants of the Most High God, and He is the one that sent us, and we're not responsible to you, but we are responsible to Him. And for we cannot but speak the things that we have seen and heard. We can only speak the things that we have seen and we have heard. "What did you see, Peter?" Well, he said, "I was an eyewitness of the sufferings of Christ." And he said, "I'm going to be a partaker of the glory that's to follow. I spent 3 years with my blessed Lord and Savior. I saw His end on Calvary's cross as a man in this life. And then He was placed in the grave. And then on the third day, God raised Him from the dead. Then I spent 40 days with Him after that." After that, plenty of time. In fact, in the Word of God, 40 is called, or can be called, the acid test. There's a great number of 40s in the Bible, but He was 40 days. That was long enough for any person to show He was the real Christ that had been with Him before. And He showed Himself alive after His passion, and the way He had lived before, now He's living before them again. A man still, the same Savior, but a resurrected Savior. And then I read this. "So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them." They couldn't find anything that they might punish them. They had done no wrong. They had only done right. And then the Word said, "Because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done." Then we have in the same chapter, "And being let go, they went to their own company." Now, friends, there are two, companies of people in the world. There's the company of the Lord's people, the company of the saints of God, the company of the redeemed. Then there's the company of the unsaved, the unconverted world, and these people had been saved by the grace of God and apprehended by the leaders of the nation of the world. Now, after their examination, had nothing, no reason why they should punish them. "And being let go, they went to their own company." I like that. And I want to tell you, friends, that has been the place I have lived and traveled in and enjoyed the past 40, 50 years. In fact, fully 50 years since God saved this never-dying soul of mine and put me into His family, and I could say, Thy people shall be my people, and Thy God shall be my God, under whose wings Thou art come to trust. Now I'm reading a little bit more about the same one. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Thou, Lord, which made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is. Heavens are the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and all that in them is. He made man. He made beast. He made everything. Now I want you to see something. Here is a prophecy taken from the book of the Psalm, the second Psalm. In fact, all the messages from the very first that I began in the Acts of the Apostles up until this very message, I have showed you, first of all, they were spoken of in the Old Testament and had their fulfillment in the New. Now, here is another, and note what he said, taking up the language of that second Psalm, and he said, Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? Who are the heathen? They were the Gentile nations. Who were the people? They were the children of Israel. Now note this as I read it once again. Who by the mouth of thy servant David said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Now note this. The kings of the earth stood up, yes, and the rulers, rulers of the people gathered themselves together against the Lord and against His Christ. Can you imagine this? Kings and rulers, they stood up, they gathered themselves together against the Lord and against His Christ. Do you realize, men and women today, the world we're living in, they are against the Lord, they are against His Christ, they're against salvation. Oh, said someone, we have millions of religious people in the world. The class of people I'm reading about today, they were religious. In fact, the most religious people in the world, but they were not saved or on their way to heaven. And I tell you, men and women, if you haven't a change of heart, if you've not been made a new creature in Christ Jesus, if you haven't divine life in your soul, you're not a Christian today, and you're not on your way to heaven. Ah, someone said, our church don't believe that, but God does, and He's the speaker. And let me say once again, the kings of the earth, stood up, and the rulers, and they gathered themselves together against the Lord and against His Christ. For of the truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, they gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now, I hope you got this, because, beloved friends, here we have a little ending of what we've had, the anger of man, the rage of the world, the rage of the nations. And he said, what are they going to do? And he said in verse 28, to do whatsoever thy hand, that's the hand of God, and thy counsel, that's the counsel of God, determined before to be done. Well, what was that? Well, God knew that His Son would come, and God knew that He would be despised and rejected of men, and God knew that they would lead Him out to Calvary's cross, and God knew that the heathen would rage, and God knew that He would be rejected by man, and still that same God loved them, and He loves you. And maybe you've spent the time past in your life forgetting God, but remember, you have God to meet, and we say today He is meeting poor sinners in grace, and He knocks at your door. Oh, give Him a place. Why, beloved friend, if you gave Him a place in your heart today, you would meet Him in the kingdom of God. Well, in the second Psalm, we have these words. From verses 1 to 3, we have worldwide rebellion. And from verses 4 to 6, we have the answer of God to that. Then in verses 7 and 8, we have this, the Son of God speaks. And last of all, we have the Spirit's entreaty. Now, maybe someone is saying, what is that? Well, I'll just read that to you as I draw my message to a close. He says, serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son, lest He be angry with you, and ye perish. and ye perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Have you ever put your trust in Christ? And if you do it right here and now, God will take you into his fold, and he'll forgive your sins and save your soul, and will meet you in the kingdom of God. Notice this, kiss the Son. You know what that means. When we kiss people, it's usually a kiss of love or a kiss of reconciliation. Here it is. We're kissing the Son. We're owning. We love him. We enjoy him. And now he said, kiss the Son, lest he be angry with thee. Have you been reconciled to God? So we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. And then he said, when his wrath is kindled but a little, he has as shown punishment many times, but wait a minute, the day of judgment is future, and the punishment is yet to come for the Christ rejecter. If you'll accept him, you'll miss it all, and God grant that you will for his name's sake. Amen.